Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. How are you today? News and stuff right after this. Well, I'm just about, in all reality, just about speechless after coming back from Las Vegas, Nevada. Southwest Radio Church, is it too late? I don't think so. That was the conference theme. What a fantastic time at Billy Crone's church, Sunrise Bible, actually in Henderson, Nevada. That's just about 25 minutes away from Las Vegas. You could stand out in the parking lot and look over the whole valley and see Las Vegas. It was exciting. It really was. Oh, Southwest Radio Church has some tremendous voices. Dr. James Collins. You know, he's on his way for his third earned doctorate. What a brain. And Larry Spargimino, Dr. Larry Spargimino, what a wonderful speaker he is and a brilliant mind. He just scares me. He's so smart. And then we had Larry Stamm, Jewish Roots of Christianity. That guy is so sharp and funny. I love him. And then, of course, Dr. Billy Crone. No, I don't think he has a doctorate. He probably should. Billy Crone, who's written about 40 books. What a brain that guy is. Had a great time with him and his family out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we have been invited back next year, so I think it went well. And I got to say this, been in a lot of churches. How many years have I been doing this? I don't think I've ever been in a friendlier church in my life. And believe it or not, Las Vegas is one of the friendliest cities in America. Everybody in and out of the church could not believe how congenial, how loving, how kind. I told the assistant pastor, Bobby, that I'd gotten more hugs from him than I had my wife in the last year. It's my fault, but, oh, it's just a great group of people. Even had an entire group of women said, can we come to Fort Wayne to your church to visit? Well, that'd be quite a trip, ladies, but, yeah, you're welcome to the cross anytime. I think it went very well. We're going back again next November for another Southwest Radio Church Conference at Sunrise, so you continue to pray. Lord Terry's, we're going to be there, and I cannot wait. And we had an opportunity to present our new book, Living in Today's World. We signed so many copies, I got writer's cramps. It was just, I don't know, it was just an unbelievable time. I was able to take my wife, Sharon. She normally does not travel. She wanted to go out, just check it out. It was wonderful. They treated her like a queen out there. It was, yeah. I don't know what to tell you, friends. It was just that good. You need to attend one. We have one in Fort Wayne, Indiana, coming up in April. I think it starts April the 15th. And we're going to have a fantastic time in Fort Wayne, Southwest Radio Church Bible Conference. January, we're going to be down in Tampa. God's allowing us to get all over the place. And we can't forget February. Haven't seen the schedule yet to see where we're speaking for Southwest. But coming up there, like starting the 23rd of February, Share-a-thon. I want to get that out there. Tri-Cities, Tennessee for the Spring Share-a-thon. And if you're going to have a speak in your church one day, you need to get in touch now. We're about to close things out, make our plans. So get in touch. If you want to have us sometime there while we're down for Share-a-thon for the day, we'd love to come be with you and your church. Well, okay. I could talk the whole program about what happened out in Las Vegas, Nevada, but we'll get to the news here. What in the world is going on? Okay, let's get out here where the rubber meets the road. Files released by the Food and Drug Administration in a Freedom of Information lawsuit has recorded, now get ready, has recorded 158,893 adverse events from the Pfizer vaccine alone in the first 2.5 months of distribution, including nearly 26,000 incidents of nervous system disorders. The documentation was obtained in a Freedom of Information lawsuit filed by a group called the Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency. That's something you don't see anymore, really. Transparency? Give me a break. In court papers filed last week, the Federal Drug Administration proposed that it be given 55 years to release all 329 pages of documents related to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, 55 years. People, you got to know that there is something rotten in Washington. This stuff is... Oh, boy. Could we extend the program to like an hour today and I'll just talk about this alone? It is something else, people. Confusion reigns. And we know the author of that. Well, here we go. Straight out of Moronville, New York City. Moronville today. Lawmakers there want to make the Big Apple the largest municipality in America to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. Can this be happening? A bill known as Our City, Our Vote would extend that right to more than 800,000 people who are green card holders or have the legal right to work in this country. This, according to the New York Times today. Alabama, Colorado, and Florida passed legislation last year specifying that only, and this makes sense, only U.S. citizens could vote. Arizona and North Dakota also do not allow non-citizens to vote in state and local elections. I mean, that's just common sense, isn't it? Well, tragedy struck over the weekend. I tried to put myself in the position of family members, maybe taking the kids, Christmas parade, why not? Dateline Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV driver who plowed into a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, killing five, injuring at least 48, was leaving the scene of a domestic dispute that had taken place just minutes earlier, according to the cops. Police Chief Dan Thompson said that there was no evidence the bloodshed on Sunday was a terrorist attack or that the suspect, Darrell Brooks Jr., knew anyone in the parade. So why would you do something so horrible? This guy, 39 years old, from Milwaukee, left the site of a domestic dispute before officers arrived and was not being chased by police at the time. No further details. Police said they were drawing up five charges of intentional murder against Brooks. He's been charged with crimes 16 times since 1999 and had two outstanding cases against him at the time of this disaster, including one in which he was accused of deliberately running down a woman with his vehicle. And on Sunday, a joyous scene of marching bands. It's that time of year. Children dancing, some with their little Santa Claus hats on, waving pom-poms, gave way in an instant to screams and mayhem and the sight of crumbled bodies as the SUV sped through the barricades and struck everybody in a community of 72,000 people. Wow. Well, down in Brunswick, Georgia, another story. The three white men charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery had no right to claim self-defense because they were the ones who provoked a confrontation with that 25-year-old black man while he was running in his neighborhood. That, according to prosecutors in their closing arguments, you can't claim self-defense if you are the unjustified aggressor, said Linda Dukuski. She asked, who started this? It wasn't Arbery. The prosecution gets the final word because it carries the burden of proving its case beyond a reasonable doubt. So many things that we really should be praying about today. Well, this will affect you. Well, this weekend we were only a half hour from the California state line and made me think about the new normal out in the San Francisco Bay Area. What are we talking about? They were hit by their third consecutive day of looting as 50, count them now, 50 strong armed gang members stormed a jewelry store, Macy's, and well, other high-end stores were hit. Thieves take advantage of the woke misdemeanor law there. Yeah, 40 or 50 teenage looters wielding hammers, smashed glasses at the Haywood Jewelry Store, ran off with an unknown amount of, well, all kinds of things. What in the world is going on? Meanwhile, in wonderful Beverly Hills, where everything is just beautiful day after day, authorities on Sunday investigating the circumstances surrounding two incidents in Beverly Hills that resulted in windows of two stores there being smashed. This used to be the safest city in the West, but it certainly isn't anymore, said one shopper. Anybody can come and just take and get whatever they want. It's easy for them to do. Beverly Hills police and officers responded Sunday to reports of windows smashed in the 200 block of Rodeo Drive. Now, let's see. What's located? Oh, Louis Vuitton and Saks Fifth Avenue. It's the new America, baby. A flood of evil. Isn't it awful? Fort Wayne, Indiana seems like such a mild place today. I don't know. I can't keep up with so much of this stuff going on as the Earth billionaires out there are racing to get humans living in space. Why, I don't know. NASA has some landscaping to do in preparation. Late tonight, the agency will launch a mission to slam a spacecraft into an asteroid and alter its course. It's NASA's double asteroid redirection test, or known as DART, a trial run for dealing with Earth-threatening asteroids. Are we serious? Yeah. Okay. What else is happening? Business news. Samsung reportedly going to build a massive $17 billion chip-making plant in Taylor, Texas. Jeff Bezos donated $100 million to the Obama Foundation. Largest gift ever, well, I guess. Why would he do? More than 90% of federal employees had received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine ahead of the White House's vaccination requirement deadline yesterday. Popeyes opened its first location in Britain over the weekend. Londoners lined up to get Popeyes. Why not? Oh, I don't know if you've ever used Uber or not. We were forced to yesterday to get to the airport there in Las Vegas, and a gentleman, Leslie was his name, black gentleman from Las Vegas, one of the finest people I've ever met. He just, for the half-hour drive to the airport, he talked about everything, his wife, his kids, life. It was fantastic. There are some really neat people out there, and you just need to give them a chance. Thank you, Leslie, for a wonderful time to the airport. I think it was when I was 12 years old that I first thought about having a positive attitude and not understanding Proverbs 23:7 at the time because I was unsaved, but boy, is it a great verse. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You are what you think about all day long. One of my favorite coaches of all time, because I've been to basketball since I was a toddler, John Wooden of UCLA. What a guy. And his six rules of life, have you ever heard about them? Number one, never lie. A lie doesn't become truth, and wrong doesn't become right. Evil doesn't become good just because the majority has accepted it. Thank you, John. Never cheat, never steal, never whine. That's the 11th commandment we have at the cross here in Fort Wayne. Yeah, thou shalt not whine. Number five, never complain. You don't have to explain. Number six, never make excuses. Better to offer no excuse than a poor one. 99% of all failure is the result of excuses. He that is good at making excuses is seldom good at anything else in life. It is said Florence Nightingale never gave and never accepted an excuse in life. To rush to explanation and excuse is a sign of weakness. Two actions in life. Do it or make excuses. John Wooden, Six Rules of Life. What do you think? Well, they're saying if you don't like snakes, stay out of Florida. Well, that's no problem. Okay, a little empathy, maybe sympathy for the folks down in Florida. It's a Florida thing. If you live there, you know. If you visited there, you know. The chances are very good you're going to see a snake down there. And we're not talking about potential companions and tanks at sweet little pet shops or small garden varieties hanging out for a picnic. Oh, no, all kinds of places they shouldn't be. Here's one. How did that thing get into a beer can? In Pembroke Pines, a guy was literally walking out of his house, got bitten by a highly venomous water moccasin. A lady in Tallahassee found an anaconda in her yard. A boa slithering around a field in Miami Lakes, that's not good. At the University of Florida, cop barely could keep it together to snag a snake that had slithered into the classroom. It seemed to like where it was. It was behind the garbage can. However, they say snakes play an interesting and vital role in Florida's complex ecology. Really? I wonder what. Interesting. Hmm. You know, that's not the first adjective that comes to mind when most people think of snakes. You know, there's a lot of snakes in the current Oh, never mind. Where's the Bible? Life 101, right after this. Get in touch with me. You are every day, several of you every day. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N, on Facebook. Enjoy your company. Enjoy your thoughts. We'll continue to pray for one another. How does that sound? News, information, and comment from a conservative pastor in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Not a novice. Been at the TV thing here, radio thing, for 40-some years. Yeah, doing it for the Lord now. On this Christian radio station, we thank them. We thank you. Well, before we left for Vegas last week, we were talking about passion, so I want to continue there today. Are you excited about life? Do you know what your purpose is? What plans you have? 1 Timothy 4:7, we talked about this in the last program. We talked about an unbalanced life. Things to do to keep yourself spiritually fit. Reading that Bible, praying, serving God, telling others about Jesus, and helping those who are trying in their new walk in Christ. And fellowship, I need you. I need believers in my life, lots of them. And I need a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. That's the top five. So how about that unused talent that God's given you? Unused talent going to cause you to lose your passion for life, your passion for the things of God every time. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you has been blessed with one of God's many wonderful gifts to be used in the service of others. The entire ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth was not about self, but about others, and you and I fail miserably in this one. So use your gifts well. Notice God gives you certain talents and abilities, personality, gifts, you know that. The shape that He's given you, and those gifts, those talents that you've been given are not for your benefit. They're to benefit other people in the world today. My gifts are for your benefit. Your gifts are for my benefit. You are to use those gifts in service to other people. God's given you a special role in this world. You should be excited about that. When God made you, He broke the mold. You're one of a kind. Use it all for the glory of God. He wants you to make a contribution with your life. God says, I've given you these gifts. I've given you these talents. Use them. Because if you don't use them, you're going to lose your passion. God didn't give you special ability to sit back and do nothing. God says, I want you to use it, or you're going to, oh, you know this is true, you're going to lose it. Let me get real specific. If you're stuck in a job that does not use your talents to any degree, you are inevitably going to lose your zeal and your zest and your passion for life, and you don't even want to get out of bed in the morning sometimes. It's going to burn you out. How do pastors burn out so? I've been talking to a number of people from all walks of life, and it's happening. They are getting burnout. The question might be, why? One man asking me what I thought about life and what he should be doing with his. Studies have shown that 70% of all Americans are in a job, 70% in a job that does not use their talents, and that's tragic. That makes God sad, I believe. God didn't give you talents and then say, well, don't use them. Do something else. Go out and make lots of money. There's something more important in life than money, and you know that, and that's using what God gave you. I believe He's grieved when He looks and sees you in a job that's not using your talents. He's going, what do you think I gave you those talents for? Just to sit back and not use them? No, no, no. If you do that, you're going to lose your passion. Hey, if you're in a job right now, then that only uses 30% of your talents, think about this. Do you think that's a boredom factor? Absolutely. Does it make sense? Let me ask you that. You're bored by your job because it's not using those talents that God put in your heart? A lot of guys and gals are stuck in a job they hate. They're not using their talents. They lose their zest for living. They aren't using those things God gave them. 1 Corinthians 7, each one should live his life with the gift that the Lord has given him. God gave you gifts and abilities and talents to use. Is this getting boring? I pray not. I'll say again. I get excited every day. Oh, sometimes a little slower than others, but leaping out of bed, ready to serve the Lord Jesus Christ in some capacity, and he allows me to do that. And here was something
happened to us recently. A friend had a
plumbing problem. Not a plumber. But I've lived in this house over 30 years. I have learned to do some things. So this person was going to call a plumber. How much? $100 an hour? You got to pay a minimum of $100? No. Let me grab a few things. Well, before you knew it, we had the drains all working again, and I was so excited. That's a highlight, Greg. A highlight for you yesterday is helping someone clear a drain. Yep. Using what talents God's given me. The reality is you're never going to find a job that uses 100% of everything's talent in your life. You're never going to find a job that's 100% fulfilling. Why? Because God never meant for you to find 100% fulfillment through a job. Your life, get it, is more than a job. He wants you to have some ministry. What are you doing? That's why you need a ministry in the church to use those talents you're not using in your job. No job could possibly use all the talents God has given you. You got to have a job to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, a ministry job that expresses what you're good at. We encourage everybody to find some ministry, serve in some area, music, nursing. There's so many areas. Let me put on my pastoral hat right now.
Doing it 34 years.
I care about you. If you're in a job right now that's killing your passion in life, get out of that thing. This is America, folks, the United States of America. Nobody's holding a gun to your head. In a lot of countries,
you don't have a choice where you work.
But here in America, you do. And it's not good stewardship, and it's not wise use of your time to be living your life in a job that doesn't use your talents that God gave you. No wonder we lose our passion, our zeal. Hey, I love what I do. You know that?
How about you? Excited? Oh, every day. Jumping out of bed, getting ready to serve Jesus. The church, Hello World, Southwest Radio Church, currently writing 3 books at once. I love it.
I'm not going to lose my passion and zeal and zest. You probably can't do it overnight, can't go out tomorrow and quit your job, but you could start planning for some transition in your life. You start making preparation. Part of your church family's role is to help you find out what is your niche in life. Just trying to encourage you in our devotion time here today to get passionate about life and the things of God. And it certainly can be a part of your job as well. I say frequently, both in my church and our meetings around the country, that you got to get excited. People look to you. Sure, they do. They won't read the Bible. They look to you. And if you're not into it, my friend, you could be the reason a lot of people don't come to Christ or even come to church or any of that. You have a reason to live. God's got you here for a purpose. Otherwise, you'd be in heaven today. Figure out what that thing is and start serving God with a passion in every area. I pray this has been a help to you today. And in your own way, pass on this message to others. And finally, thinking here in the Christmas season of the 3 wise men. What if there would have been 3 wise women? Do you know what would have happened? I think one of you gals sent me this on my Facebook page. Thank you. So what if there would have been 3 wise women? They would have asked directions. They would have arrived on time. They would have helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and brought disposable diapers. Are there 3 wise men? Thank you, ladies. Thanks for being here, and we're grateful you're telling others about the program, and so many of you are joining us on Facebook every day. Thank you. It's Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Pray for us. Thank those of you that support us. That's a big deal, and we're very, very grateful for your finances. I mean that sincerely. Well, that's it. Had my say for another day, and that's the way it is. Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.